Welcome to our podcast. We're doing a comparative legal studies project between the United States and Cambodia. I'm Shelby, and my partners are Crystal and Hunter. And today we'll be talking about the basics of the legal systems between both countries and some little tidbits from the history of Cambodia. Hunter's going to start us off with a little bit of history, and he goes over the basics of the Cambodian government and court systems, and he threw in a little bit of politics too.
If we want to learn about the legal system of Cambodia, we should probably start with a little bit of history, because the history is very important in understanding the legal system of Cambodia. Cambodia became a protectorate of France in 1863, and was a protectorate of France for many decades. They finally got their independence from France in 1953, after 90 years. Cambodia was embroiled in a civil war from the years 1970 to 1975. During the Civil War, the Khmer Rouge regime took control of the country and created a dictatorship under Pol Pot. In 1975, the Cambodian genocide began, which would lead to the deaths of between 1.6 and 1.8 million people. During this genocide, the Khmer Rouge targeted members of academia and other professionals in an effort to return Cambodia to an ideal agrarian society. During this genocide, many legal professionals were killed, and it is estimated that only 6 to 12 legal professionals in the entire country survived. From 1979 to the 1990s, after the civil war ended and after the Cambodian genocide ended and a new republic took control of the country, there were not many legal rights for citizens. There was no right to counsel, no right to habeas corpus, judges were not impartial, and there was a limited legal code. However, after the 1990s, in part due to international involvement from organizations like the United Nations, Cambodia began to develop a more just and fair legal system. Today, Cambodia has a civil law system. If you are not familiar with the U.S. Legal system, the U.S. has a common law system. In a common law system, judges interpret and in some ways create laws. The system is adversarial. Each side, the prosecution and the defense, present their case to a judge. Judges are supposed to be impartial, and they rely on each party to discover evidence and present cases. It is based on the English legal system. Cambodia, on the other hand, has a civil law system. Legislative branches create laws, the judicial branch has very limited power to impact public policy. Judges in the civil system take part in the investigation rather than being impartial. Cambodia's legal system is based on the French legal system, which in turn takes ideas from the Napoleonic Code. The United States is a federal republic with a constitution. Cambodia, on the other hand, is a constitutional monarchy. In both systems, the constitution is the highest law of the land. However, Cambodia, unlike the United States, does not have the state versus federal government distinctions. Cambodia has provinces, but the provinces don't have their own judicial systems, unlike the United States. Similar to the U.S., Cambodia has a Supreme Court and inferior courts, but they also have a constitutional council, which specifically deals with constitutional issues. In the United States, constitutional issues are mostly matters left up to the Supreme Court. Judges are allowed to consider customs, traditions, conscience, and equity when the law is unclear in the country of Cambodia. This is very different from the United States, where most of our laws are in written form, and there are no customs, traditions, or traditions for judges to make decisions by. In Cambodia, judges are appointed by the king. In the United States, judges are appointed by the president. In Cambodia, the king, kind of like the president, is the head of the executive branch and the head of state. The Supreme Council of Magistracy oversees appointment, promotion, and discipline of judges. They work kind of like the Senate in the confirmation of judges in the U.S., but they also do discipline of judges, which doesn't really happen so much in the United States, unless the United States, for some reason, decides they need to get rid of a judge. The Supreme Court magistracy is comprised of the king, the minister of justice, the president of the Supreme Court, the general prosecutor to the Supreme Court, the president of the Court of Appeal, the general prosecutor to the Court of Appeal, and three elected judges. In Cambodia, precedent is not as important as it is in the United States. This is part of the differentiation between a civil law system and a common law system. As I said earlier, Cambodia, because it was a protectorate of France for so long, is heavily influenced by French law. And a lot of the modern day legal systems of Cambodia are influenced by France's system. Cambodia is divided into 25 provinces. Typically within each province, there is a court of first instance, which are the Cambodian equivalent to the trial courts of the United States or the district courts. And there are also courts of first instance in certain municipalities. Cambodia has one appellate court called the Court of Appeal and is located in Phnom Penh, which is the capital of Cambodia. The Bar Association of the Kingdom of Cambodia is the equivalent of the American Bar Association. It's in charge of licensing attorneys, and it was created in 1995. Cambodia, unfortunately, has some problems with democratic elections. It has been controlled by one single party since 1985. The CPP, which is the ruling party of Cambodia, controls elections in Cambodia, and they haven't lost an election since 1985. There's a lot of controversy right now over whether or not elections are actually fair, and there is a lot of evidence that elections are not fair in Cambodia. All right. Cambodia's legislative branch is made up of an upper and lower chamber. The upper chamber is called the Senate and has 62 members. Two members are appointed by the king, two are appointed by the National Assembly, and the rest are elected by the Commune Council. The Commune Council is comprised of elected officials from local government. The Commune Council works similarly to the Electoral College in the United States. Their main purpose is to elect members of the Senate. The National Assembly has 125 members that are elected by proportional representation of registered voters in Cambodia. Members of the National Assembly serve five-year terms. The reality of law in Cambodia is very different from the law on paper. Cambodia has a codified legal system that has many of the features we expect from a functioning legal system. Basic human rights are guaranteed to Cambodian citizens within the Constitution. Legal power is divided between the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and executive bodies. However, the reality of law in Cambodia is very different from the written laws. Cambodia's ruling party, the Cambodia People's Party, has targeted and censored political dissidents in the country. The CPP has detained and prosecuted many members of their political opposition without sufficient charges and without fair trials. Government officials, including the Prime Minister, have threatened violence against those who dare to oppose the CPP. In 2017, Cambodia's National Assembly passed legislation allowing the ruling party of Cambodia to destroy other political parties and bar their members from running for office. This legislation does not require the ruling party to give a reason and does not permit impacted individuals to appeal the decision. The CPP has also targeted local media in Cambodia. In 2017, they forced newspapers and radio stations to close for the contents of their reporting. Journalists within the organizations were charged with various crimes. The CPP now controls most of the broadcast media within Cambodia. Finally, the CPP has cracked down on human rights and environmental activists in Cambodia. The CPP has detained activists and members of activist groups without due process. They've also used the law on associations and non-governmental organizations, which requires political neutrality and registration from non-government organizations to investigate, sometimes dissolve and expel members of non-compliant NGOs. The government has suspended the registration statuses of environmental groups Mother Nature, Equitable Cambodia, and the Federation of Cambodian Intellectuals and Students.
Now, Crystal's going to go into some more detail about different court levels and the differences between them in Cambodia.
The Provincial Court of Cambodia is the lowest court in the nation. The jurisdiction of the area cover the geographical area of the province where the court is located. This is much like the United States, where trial courts are held in the same county where the crime was committed. The municipal court has jurisdiction over the municipality. Both court systems in Cambodia hear both civil and criminal cases. There is a limited number of judges in these departments, so judges tend to hear both kinds of cases. Both provincial and municipal cases are heard by a judge, along with a prosecutor or deputy prosecutor and a court clerk. The civil department consists of judges and clerks and an ad hoc judgment executor. The criminal department consists of judges and clerks. The judge handles the investigation of the criminal offense at the request of the prosecution office. During a criminal case, the judge works two roles. One as the investigating judge during the investigation phase, and the trial judge when conducting the trial. Clerks are important assistants to the judge during this process. In the United States, the court system consists of judges, prosecuting and defense attorneys, investigators, police officers, witnesses, law clerks, bailiffs, etc. The judge may assist the lawyers during plea bargaining, but do not have as much involvement in the cases as they do in Cambodia. The appellate court of Cambodia is located in Phnom Penh. Like the United States, it is centrally located within the region. The appellate court reviews both questions of law and fact. Like the United States, the purpose of the appellate court in Cambodia is to see whether or not the lower court erred in the judgment of the case. The appellate court may make a new adjudication, which can uphold, modify, or annul the lower court's decision, same as the system here in the United States. The appellate court is decided by a three-judge panel with a chief judge whose job is to decide the case. The Supreme Court of Cambodia is also located in Phnom Penh. Like the United States, the Supreme Court is the highest court in the land. The Supreme Court of Cambodia has two previews. In the first preview, the Supreme Court has competence to hear complaints against judgments of the appeals court. The court has specifically focuses on... The Supreme Court of Cambodia is also in Phnom Penh. Like the United States, the Supreme Court is the highest court in the land. The Supreme Court of Cambodia has two previews. In the first preview, the Supreme Court has competence to hear complaints against judgments of the appeals court. The court specifically focuses on the potential mistaken interpretations of the law, but not of facts. This is the same concept behind the Supreme Court in the United States. In the second preview, the court may hear cases in joint groups of judges. The purpose of a joint group is to consider at the same time both potential mistaken interpretations of the law and the facts of the case. The Supreme Court is also responsible for reviewing any previous cases which new evidence has emerged. The Supreme Court considers a case on the question of law, legality, or constitutionality of an act of any of the other branches of the government. The Supreme Court has the final decision of all cases decided by the lower courts. It has power of review to act upon other branches of government. If the legality of constitutionality is in question, it has the power to review and decide the constitutionality of any agreement, treaties, contracts entered into by the executive department with foreign countries. On the Cambodian Supreme Court is 9 judges. For the first grievance complaints, only 5 judges rule. In the second grievance complaint, all 9 judges rule. In the United States, there is 9 justices and all rule together, but need 3 justices to agree to hear a case. Like the lower appellate court, Supreme Court also has a chief judge while also having a deputy chief judge. The United States Supreme Court only has a chief justice as their highest judge amongst the nine who sit among the Supreme Court.
And last but not least, I'm going to start talking about the lawyers and judges in Cambodia and how similar or different they are to the United States. The United States legal system consists of lawyers and judges. The Cambodian legal system consists of judges, prosecutors, and law teachers. There are an abundance of judges in the United States. It's hard to even get a rough total in the country. Whereas in Cambodia, the total number of judges currently active is about 70 to 90 officials. The judges are persons with at least a high school education, but more favorably, a year or two of university-level education. More importantly, though, is that the judges are persons who successfully complete a 3 to 5 month law course taught by the Institute of Public Administration and Law. Those are those law teachers I mentioned previously. In the United States, judicial qualifications are not clear-cut. They vary in credentials and selected in many ways, such as for state judges, election, appointment, and merit selection, and for federal judges, it is by the president's recommendation and the approval of the Senate. The Supreme Court chamber in Cambodia consists of at least 4 Cambodian judges and at least 3 international judges, but normally with a total of 9 judges. Decisions by the chamber require an affirmative vote of at least 5 of the judges. The United States Supreme Court consists of 9 judges and requires 5 of the 9 to agree for a ruling. Cambodia has co-prosecutors to represent clients, which are the equivalent to U.S. lawyers, but they solely work for the government. There are currently no private lawyers in Cambodia, but the Ministry of Justice created the foundation for private lawyer corporations to form to handle civil and criminal cases. Yet that evolution has yet to take place. The United States has both public and private lawyers. The private firms and the public defenders represent clients equally. Co-prosecutors in Cambodia are the officials that conduct preliminary investigations to determine whether there is evidence of a crime committed that is within the jurisdiction of the extraordinary chambers in the courts of Cambodia. They also identify suspects and potential witnesses for the case. Essentially, U.S. lawyers and Cambodian co-prosecutors have very similar functions. Judges in the first instance in Cambodia, which is equivalent to the United States trial courts, are required to attempt at least once to consolidate the cases that come before them, which can be likened to plea bargains. They must do this regardless if the cases were filed directly in the court or filed after appeals. Neither the first instance courts nor the Supreme Court in Cambodia have the power to interpret laws and executive decrees or the power to review them for constitutionality. Those powers are reserved to the Constitutional Council. On the contrary, the United States judges do interpret laws as well as the facts, and the Supreme Court does review constitutionality. And that wraps up our first episode. Come back for the next one. We'll have a total of 4 episodes for this little project. We hope you enjoyed listening, and hope to see you next time.